Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to keep encouraging us to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when we first get up, and again in the evening when we go to bed. This truly is a wonderful way to lead our lives and to meditate. This week is the Guided Meditation podcast, so we'll be having a guided meditation. And this week's guided meditation is in response to one of our listeners, Brian, who asked me to do one on pain and suffering. Now, pain and or suffering can be broken down into really two parts. There's physical pain, and many of us may be struggling with something physical right now. So this would be a good guided meditation for us to listen to if we're in physical pain. Perhaps we have a headache, backache, or we're suffering from some chronic illness. Meditation, if you've been a follower of this podcast for a while, you know that meditation has been shown through research to be very helpful for physical pain. But there's also mental pain that we get, mental pain that can come from something that's happened or thoughts that we generate in our own minds which cause us suffering or cause suffering. If someone we love has died, or if we're in a broken relationship, or if we're out of work, or if we're in physical pain and we're creating a story about that pain, saying, will it last forever? Am I ever going to get better? All the thoughts that come from any form of tragedy, then it will be accentuated or made worse through our mental commentary. So meditation, which is so helpful in quieting the mind, being still and being present, not only can help with the physical suffering, but it can especially be helpful with the mental suffering. Because if we quiet our minds, what we'll find is all is a lot better when our minds are present, and we're not creating stories about what's happening right now, and we're just living in the present moment. Life goes much, much better. A great deal of my work as a psychologist in private practice is to help people stop creating the mental suffering in their minds. It's the stories that we create that cause so much more tragedy to that which has already happened. We have enough as human tragedy to deal with, but when we add stories to it, things like, this is going to last forever. Will this ever get better? This is going to ruin my life. That adds mental suffering, which doesn't need to be there. We don't have to mentally suffer if we learn to be still, be present with what is, and just flow with life. What I'm going to say next may be hard to hear for many of us, but it really has great truth to it. Most of our suffering comes from us because of how we deal with it, how we interact with it, the stories that we create. When we create negative stories, we suffer. And the way I can prove this is that someone can be going through the exact same thing we're going through and not suffer. For example, I had two friends in college, and they had a very different viewpoint on doing well in school. They both liked school, they both enjoyed learning, but they took a very different stance on it. And I remember my one friend, she got a C on a test, and though she wished she had done better, she was pretty pleased with herself because it was a difficult course, and she tried her best, and the thoughts she heard in her head were like, well, I did my best, I'll try better next time, and the C's not too bad, it's a passing grade. She was pretty content with it. Well, her roommate, which was a friend of mine too, was in the exact same course, and she ended up getting an A- on the exact same test. And she criticized herself, attacked herself, was incredibly mortified for getting an A-. I'm not kidding, she got an A-, and she was so upset and created such a horrible story for getting an A-. She wanted an A. So it isn't the world out there that causes most of our suffering. Most of our suffering is our mental commentary about what is. And if we stop having so much commentary and just flow with life, life goes a lot better. So as a listener, if we identify with the mental suffering and we know that we're creating it, let's listen to this podcast, this guided meditation, regularly so that we can learn to quiet our minds, be present, and identify with our true self and lose our identification with all our egoic thinking and criticism. And if you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, you can go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. Or if you're more of a reader, you can go to my blog about meditation. It's meditation-enlightenment.com. That's meditation-enlightenment.com. Or if you're interested in learning about happiness, I also have a happiness podcast at www.happinesspodcast.org. Or if you'd like to contact me directly, my email address is drpuff@cox.net. That's drpuff@cox.net. Until next week, peace.